The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. How's everything?
Very good. Pleasure to be here. Snow was not heavy.
Yeah, I know. What I looked out this morning, I said, oh, this is going to be a mess. But it was, by the time you got out, it was fine.
Yeah, a broom.
Yeah, it really was. Well, my wife did it, so I don't know what she used.
Well, somebody's broom.
Somebody did it. Somebody, not me. Actually, we're having a repeat guest. We're having Dr. Larry Cardano.
Hello.
And yep. You were on maybe a year ago?
Yes, and it was a pleasure.
It really is. It's a great show. And actually,
I'm not saying that just because you're listening. But
he actually was on a few years ago and played some music. He sang. Played his guitar. Played his guitar.
Guitar playing right. Doctor on.
And he's not been back since for that.
Oh, you haven't been back since then?
Well, for singing.
Well, oh, for singing. Okay.
Maybe next time. I have to practice.
What is it, country, folk? What do you like?
I take requests.
I take requests. This is going to be a show. Now, has Otto done any of his singing?
I wanted him to dance while I was playing, but I don't think he...
I like the idea.
Well,
dance?
I don't know. In the interest of full disclosure, Dr. Larry Cardano is my audiologist and has been for, I guess... 6 years or however long I've been wearing hearing aids.
Are we that old already?
We are that old. You got older. I'm the same.
And actually...
It's amazing how that works.
Let's get right into that conversation because on many shows, Otto has referenced you, Dr. Larry, and also the importance of not only getting the hearing aid, I'm jumping all over the place, but having them fitted and tuned. Like people get disgusted after 2 months and say these aren't working, and I know you've given the story that it takes a while to adjust them so that you're comfortable.
Right. Yeah. And also there's other things involved there. You know, they have to be have the right type of technology for you. You have to have the coaching and the expertise that's going to so that they're adjusted to be comfortable, and you are coached through the acclimation period. So it helps to have I consider myself in some ways to be a coach.
Okay.
And that because no matter how good we're able to get your hearing potentially, if the technology is not used right and adjusted right, you know, you don't get the results you should have. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can I ask Otto a question? And this, I think, would be a great conversation. Mm-hmm. One, when was your determination that you needed to see somebody for your hearing? And then go through the process of how long it took before.
Well, I think there's some sort of a unwritten formula that says it takes about 7 years to accept the fact that you have a hearing problem. And what happened in my case was I was going to an ENT periodically to have wax taken out of my ears.
Okay.
And in that process, this particular ENT would give me
Christina
hearing
said
tests.
In the beginning, he's a waxy kind of guy. I remember that.
He got a lot of wax.
He's a waxy guy.
She knew that in the beginning.
And I realized it was wacky, she meant.
Right. But, you know, long story short, is they were telling me, you know, you have a little hearing loss here, there, wherever. And family would say a little bit, you know, the TV numbers are, instead of 13, I'm up to 25 as far as the volume goes. And I think the real straw breaker was we were playing a game with my grandchildren. And in the game, there was a beep that went off. And everybody was saying how loud the beep was. And I said, what beep? I didn't even hear the beep.
Okay.
All right. So I think what that gave me of a recognition was that the thing about hearing loss is that you really don't realize what you don't hear. Seeing is a different story, all right? When you can't see something clearly,
you know you can't see it.
You know you can't see it.
Right.
But if you didn't hear it, I didn't hear that beep. So as far as I was concerned, that beep didn't exist. So that's when I decided I better go do something about it. And through a family member who had been using, in this case, Dr. Larry, I went there and he confirmed the fact that I had a hearing problem.
Okay.
But I think Otto's experience is very common, and you know, he is right that the latest statistics are that it takes the average person about 7 years between the time that they start hearing problems to the time they do something about it. I mean, Otto is kind of a proactive type of person, as I think you know.
Oh, really?
It's just a rumor.
So, you know, it's a credit to him. But a lot of people delay getting the help they should have, and there's another number of reasons for that. You know, one thing, as Otto said, is that you don't necessarily notice what you've missed. Usually family members or friends notice it first.
Right.
Especially when it happens gradually. If it would happen overnight, it's more obvious, but it happens generally very slowly, and so you generally don't notice it as quickly as people around you.
Yeah, and it's hard. I think there's a lot of factors involved, and one of the points I think that you want to raise today has to do with the fact that hearing loss, not taken care of, has a lot of long-term health implications that they're starting to identify. There was a big AARP report that just came out about 2 days ago. I happen to be on their newsletter list for hearing and whatnot. And you might want to point out what the conclusion was, which I know you've already told me several times.
Yeah, yes. So this was just recently, just came out a report from AARP. And it's kind of interesting. They say that the results of their research are that even though older adults may acknowledge that hearing loss should be an important issue, a lot of people who have hearing loss haven't taken the step to do anything about it. And the report goes into some more detail about that. But that's kind of a sad thing,
right?
Because as Otto was saying, we know now a lot more than we did in the past about the repercussions of hearing loss, relating to a lot of different problems, like dementia, diabetes, risk of falls, depression, even hospitalization, with things we can go into, but. So many ramifications on quality of life that people don't think of.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that what I read in this report is that I think the number was 35% of the cases of dementia could really be kind of promoted or pushed along because of a hearing problem.
Well, this is
You know, you get into isolation because you can't hear, and all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Like what you said about the beep, which I didn't even pay attention, I mean, think of. And that beep could also be part of a conversation where I'm saying something, but you didn't hear it. So now you're ignoring me. Right. So I'm turning around and I talk to Larry. I was like, forget it. I mean, Otto doesn't even answer me. So, and then you're right. You're winding up being included less and less because Otto doesn't really care. He doesn't talk that much.
Right.
Then maybe I answer you with something that has absolutely nothing to do with what you asked me. Because
I totally misunderstood
what you said because of a hearing problem.
I have a friend that probably needs hearing aids because he doesn't even know what he's talking about half the time. It's the truth. What the hell? Where did that come from?
Yeah, Couldn't hear, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the most common types of hearing loss affect the clearness and understanding more than loudness. And so when you got part of the conversation, but you didn't quite get it all, you know, there's a tendency for some people to, like, make a guess. And you have to kind of hope that you guessed right.
Right.
You know, you can imagine, or some people will try to fake it. You can imagine, I've heard in my practice some kind of humorous stories about people trying to fake it. One lady was at a wake, and people were talking very softly, and someone said something. She wasn't sure what they said, but she wanted to be agreeable, so she just smiled and said, "Oh, that's nice." Turns out what the person said was Aunt so-and-so died last week.
Okay.
And she's saying, oh, that's nice, you know. So faking it doesn't always work.
You get you in trouble.
Yeah. But
I'm looking at both of you. Both of you want to say something.
Oh, I was mentioning dementia. I don't know if people don't tend to, I don't think a lot of people know this, but the number one modifiable risk factor, according to, an article in the Lancet Medical Journal last year. The number one modifiable risk factor for dementia is hearing loss. And it's because, they say it's because of three factors. One thing is social isolation. So you were talking about, you know, people being, maybe people don't want to deal with them because it's so difficult,
right.
Or people avoid situations. Cerebral atrophy, shrinking of part, then this is kind of shocking, but there are MRI studies showing that parts of the brain that have to do with hearing and speech actually shrink from lack of stimulation when you have hearing loss that's not being treated.
Cerebral what?
Atrophy. So shrinking.
Like muscle.
Right. You know, they say if you don't use it, you lose it. So
right.
the parts of the brain that would be used more if you had better hearing are not being used, not stimulated, and they physically actually shrink. And then cognitive overload, meaning that when you're missing some of the conversation and what's going on, it takes more mental effort to try to figure out what's going on, effort that you wouldn't have had to put into it if you were hearing better. You know, so we use the example, like say if you were, if you're driving a car and the radio is on and you got lost, you're getting lost, and now you have to figure out where you're going to go. Well, there's a tendency to turn the radio off because that's distracting you. So
right.
more of your mental energy can go into that. So when you have more hearing loss you have, the more effort it takes and the more strain it is on your brain.
That's interesting.
Something
it makes sense
of.
Conceptually, though, especially yeah. the cerebral atrophy, because that, you're not using yeah. something, it's going to go away little by little.
Well, you know, if you don't use your arm for a long time.
Right.
Well, the phrase I heard is that you hear with your brains, not your ears. Your ears yeah. are like receiving.
The conduit for.
But the brain is really what you're hearing with.
Yeah,
and I'm not an audiologist.
No, but that makes sense. Yeah.
Well,
I'm like one though because
by now. Yeah. But no, but that is true because no matter how good your hearing is, if you can't figure out, you can't make sense of it, you can't process it. It doesn't matter. You know, the difference between dogs can hear a lot better than we can.
Right.
But they can't listen as well as we can. They can't make sense of what they're hearing as well as we can. Right. And this is why mild hearing loss, people think if they have just a mild hearing loss that, you know, it's no big deal. Something interesting, you can have half of the neurons from the inner ear to the brain not functioning properly and still have normal loudness perception. But it doesn't mean, but you lose a lot of other things besides loudness. So when you had your hearing test, listening to the beeps,
right,
you can be missing half of the usable neurons from the inner ear to the brain and still hear those beeps. But you can't, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between sounds that are similar, like a S or SH. You're not... Right.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to, the speed that the message goes from the ear to the brain slows down, so you can't keep up with rapid speech. You can't distinguish one voice from amongst background noise. So all these other things that you can't do, even though the loudness might be okay.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, in a reality, in my opinion, it is that people, when they do go for to have a hearing test and then ultimately have hearing repaired, if you will, that there should be an expectation of reality. And that expectation of reality is that just because you get a hearing aid doesn't mean you're going to be able to keep up with somebody who talks very rapidly or certain dialects that you're not familiar with, you don't hear them too often.
Right, okay.
Or people who mumble. People with good hearing may be able to do that because they've always been doing it. But if you've had bad hearing, and I would hell to tell you that probably my expectations, I figured I'd be like Superman when it was all over,
right?
You know, as far as the hearing aids go. But reality is that's not the case. But if I didn't do it, I hate to think. When I don't have my hearing aids in now, I realize how terrible my hearing is.
Wow.
I didn't know there were birds on the golf course, I swear to you, until I put the hearing aids in.
Yeah.
I forgot. I
couldn't, right.
You know, just gradually, I figured, well, I didn't even think about it. No birds.
Yeah.
But then when I put the hearing aids in,
You know, I'm going to put you guys on hold because we have to take a break.
Yes.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.